Welcome to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know on what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, or make wine. Visit www.cfhb.org. Now, here's your host, Mike Kara.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, as we are here at Dead Words Brewing in beautiful Orlando, Florida, right off Orange Blossom Trail. And today we have actually got three clubs coming together: the Central Florida Home Brewers, the Brew Club of Seminole County, and of course Brewers Anonymous. With me today is Will Dole from the Brew Club of Seminole County. And Will, you were telling us, you know, before we got on the air, a little bit about, you know, your experience. Why don't you tell us a little bit of how you got into the club?
Yeah, so I started homebrewing in 2015, and then kind of take it from there. I wasn't really interested in like competitions and stuff for a while, and you know, I'm a shy dude. You know, I wouldn't normally do this, but someone pushed me over here, so there we go. But yeah, I wasn't really into like, you know, trying to like compete or, you know, be great or anything like that. And I just kind of started realizing that, you know, I really could use some judge feedback to make my beers better. And so I started to kind of get into competitions, and for a while there, I didn't expect anything, and I started winning like medals, and my club always said none, and everybody was always booing me, and I was like, what the hell, you know? So at first I thought it was funny, and I kind of enjoyed the booing, and then eventually I was like, you know, I'm just kind of sick of this. I should probably contribute my points to some club, you know, like club could use it, right? So I ended up finding out that, you know, some people I knew and respected in the you know, homebrew community were part of the club, and so I came there and found out it was like the first and third Thursday of every month, so it was easy to remember when to go, and it gave me a reason to get out and, you know, share beer and get feedback and give feedback and try other people's homebrew. And I learned a ton just from going to the meetings, and, you know, I learned about new yeasts I never heard of, and new flavors and new processes and just different things that I probably wouldn't have been exposed to. And then I just love the camaraderie and the friends I made there, and, you know, it keeps me coming back, really. So
now the question is, Will, what do you think of these three clubs getting together, sharing ideas, working together, kind of forming a greater brew club of Central Florida?
I think it's awesome, man. I noticed that there's a lot of other clubs that are pretty much dominating a lot of times. You know, you got Jacksonville, you got Miami with MASH and stuff. So, and then we're so close together here, you know, we're really not that far off. You know, geographically, so it makes total sense to hang out and collaborate, and, you know, just trying to learn from each other and take what we've fostered in our own little location in Sanford, really, and kind of expand it out. And you know, I respect a lot of brewers from other clubs around here. You know, they're always crushing it in the you know, the competitions and stuff. And, you know, I would really, honestly, I would just want to try their beer. You know, I keep seeing some of these great beers, and I'm like, man, I wish I could try that, you know. So it would, for me personally, it would just be awesome to hang out more and try other people's beers and get feedback from other people, you know, because everybody in my club's had all my stuff, man. They're probably like, whatever, dude, you know, I don't need to try your beer anymore. Maybe not. I don't know.
So, Will, I wanted to ask you about the Seminole, the Brew Club of Seminole County. So with this, you know, with us being in the Central Florida Home Brew Club, you know, there is a balance between, you know, competitions and, you know, having everyone try your beer. And like you said, that camaraderie, that social aspect. So you feel your club kind of combines that, encouraging competitions, but also encouraging just have a beer together.
Right, right. Totally. Yeah. I mean, it's been awesome. You know, learning from people, and people have come and gone, you know, over the years, and some people move away, and, you know, kind of sucks, but, yeah. You know, for the most part, we have a very core group of people, and we always encourage new people. We had some new people come up in the past year or two, and, you know, it's really cool to see them, like, continue to show up, and, And then even if they don't brew enough or, you know, feel like they don't brew enough, like, you know, we don't ask that anybody brings beer, you know. It's like you just show up and chat and try our stuff. It's not like there's any requirements or anything. That's the cool part about our club is there's no dues. There's no real, like, I mean, there's a little bit of organization, but not quite like some of these other clubs that I've heard of. And I don't know, we're just always going to keep it that way, you know. We're just super chill about it. But it also means that, you know, we show up with a tent without a logo on it and stuff. So it's just kind of, you know, that's kind of part of the... part of the fun. I'm actually going to fix that here soon, hopefully, but out of my own want and need to do it, I feel, you know, it's not really, you know, some other clubs are very organized, you know, they have like dues and you got to like make sure you're there and doing all these things. And we're all about just like not making it a side job and just keeping it fun and easy. And, you know, I don't know, that's, I don't need any more stressors in my life. You know, beer should be fun and de-stressifying.
So, Will, you mentioned it's Seminole County. So, I mean, you're kind of based in Sanford, but do you get members from all over the place? Or,
yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of people in Sanford. I'm actually in Apopka, Orange County. Right, yeah. So it's right on the line. Maybe. I've gotten asked by that too. Like a couple of people ask me, like, "Hey, man, you live in Orange County? Why are you in Brew Club, Seminole County?" And I don't know, man. I don't really care too much about where I live. I mean, I drive to the meeting and, you know, I mostly hang out from there. And Sanford's a great town, man. I have friends that own a few breweries in town and, you know, I respect them and what they put out. And some of them helped get me started in homebrew, too. So, I don't know. I just feel a home there. And, you know, it's a great place to be. And, and then Sanford Homebrew Shop was like a huge part of, you know, me homebrewing. Like, I didn't even know about any other homebrew shops for a while there. And I exclusively bought all my stuff at Sanford Homebrew Shop for a while until I realized Hearts was closer to my work. Sorry, guys, but gas is expensive. You know, it is what it is. I still go.
Oh, so, you know, we're talking about competition. So for you, Will, do you find yourself in competitions? Does that excite you? Or?
I mean, originally it was all about the feedback, and the feedback was mostly pretty good. I mean, sometimes you get some conflicting feedback, you know. Beer's overcarbed. The other judge says it's undercarbed. It's like, what do we do with that? You know, it doesn't make sense. But when you average out the feedback and you look at the notes, anytime I do a new recipe of a beer, I'll go back to all the judge feedback and reread it and try to find themes. And sometimes I'll find themes that actually make sense, you know, like and then sometimes when you're on like version 5 or 6 of a recipe, you really have no idea what to do from there to make it even better. So when you enter, like, you know, a bunch of comps, you can aggregate the kind of feedback and figure out, okay, 3 of the 6 judges said this one thing. Maybe I should actually give that a try. Maybe I'm entering the beer in the wrong category or something, you know. And it's actually been pretty beneficial to me, especially with, you know, me. I like to brew a lot of the same recipes again and again and make it refinable. I'm on like version 7 of a recipe right now, actually. So I do try new stuff too, but I don't know. I got my old favorites, I guess.
So, I mean, for you, Will, you mentioned about, you know, your 7th version of a beer. I mean, is it fun for you? Is it a passion that you just enjoy, keep modifying, just saying, you know, I can make this a little better then?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's super cool, you know, putting out a beer that, you know, you felt was great, right, and you don't really know until you get the feedback that, you know, it's actually really, really nice. So, and then it's really fun when you try a new style and then you end up getting gold with the first attempt, you know, like I just did with the German alt beer. I tried a German alt beer at, when I was at Hot and Humid, which is just now an actual circuit comp. They had it at Bogan's brewery, the new location, and they had this amazing alt beer on tap. I encourage everybody to try it if they have it again. But it was like semi-sweet in the finish, and it was just so malty and delicious. And I was like, man, I really would love to have a keg of this at home, you know, or, you know, bottle equivalent because I bottle everything until last night.
Will, you mentioned that, you know, you in one case you got the gold, you know, on the first try when you entered it. What do you contribute that to? Just knowing the style, or just being familiar enough with the style that you hit the mark? Or
that's a good question. I don't know, man. I mean, part of it's probably luck. I mean, you know, just you just happen to get, maybe you were the coldest beer in the flight that day.
Who knows,
you know, but I did do a lot of research, you know, prior. A friend of mine told me about this awesome German brewing website. And so anytime I do a brewing style, I try to hit it up and figure out, you know, because I don't know, it seems like it's got some pretty good info. But then I also cross-check it with some YouTube videos and some other recipes that I find. I mean, usually when I write a recipe, it's not from scratch. Like, I'm usually looking at, like, 10 different recipes and trying to see some common themes and figure out different things. And then with an alt beer, you want to learn, like, the history of it. Like, what makes an alt beer, you know? Like, they use that style was basically created before they had, like, lager yeast that they were using, right? So that style is, like, an ale yeast fermented at lager temperature. So that's basically what makes an alt beer. An alt beer is basically an ale yeast fermented at lager temperature. So I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, I could do that. With lager yeast, it's like you need big starters, you know? So it was kind of nice to use an ale yeast and only need like a normal 1 milliliter starter to bang out five gallons, you know? So it worked out. Sorry, I talk a lot.
No, that's okay. You know, we're talking about, Will, the men, you know, this mentor program. I mean, is that something that interests you, being a mentor to new brewers? Or?
I mean, I'm super busy. I'm a mentor to like 20 different people at my current job. So okay. I'm very, very busy. But
who knows?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I can fit it in, like, you know, I'm a social cat, man. I like to, you know, it's funny because my wife is the opposite, but I like to talk to people. And if I have information to give, you know, I love to give it out and help people.
Right,
like,
right.
That's all part of the homebrew thing. Like, I actually learned homebrew from a friend of mine, and he learned how to brew from a mutual friend of ours. And so it feels like we've passed it down the line, you know, like together we taught Missy, and then Missy's taught other people. And so we're growing the community of homebrew just by word of mouth and trying to spread knowledge. And if I could do that to complete strangers, then, you know, I'm all for it. It's just, you know, like I said, it's all about time and commitment, right?
So, okay, Will, we want to thank you so much for your time. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
Yeah, I just started kegging last night, and I hope it goes well. But if it does go well, you will find my full keg at the Space Coast Brewfest 2 weeks from yesterday, November 5th, Saturday, November 5th. If you want to come out, try my first place best of show winning No Persian Limes Allowed V7 Key Lime Pie Kettle Sour. It's going to be my first keg ever. I bottled every batch until this one, so hopefully it works out and doesn't explode.
Okay, my guest has been Will Dahl from the Brew Club of Seminole County, and you've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kerr as we are here at Dead Words Brewing. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, as we are here at Dead Words Brewing in beautiful Orlando, Florida, right off Orange Blossom Trail, as we are having a great meeting here with three brew clubs, the Central Florida Home Brewers, Brewers Anonymous, and the Brew Club of Seminole County. With me today is Jared Redcliffe from the Brew Club of Seminole County. And Jared, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, your brewing experience and how you got into brewing and all that?
Okay. Well, first started in actually due to a COVID hobby. You know, COVID happening. I just came back from school. I was a senior then in college. and me and my dad just kind of started going through the John Palmer book, studying up, and then from there on, really got into brewing.
Oh, great. And is there any particular kinds of beers that you brew or that?
All kinds. We'll brew. We like IPAs, stouts, but we brew some of everything. We try to aim for competitive beers. So one in every style is kind of a goal.
Oh, wow. So you mentioned about competing. Now, do you actually enter your beers in competitions?
Yes. Yep. So enter them off. I think the first competition we entered was out of state. So that was a great experience on shipping beers out.
Is there particular kinds that you always find yourself entering for, competitions or?
A stout's a go-to.
Okay.
I love doing a stout, American stout specifically, just due to it being one of our better beers. However, other kinds, I like something a little separate on the styles. I go for a lighter one, usually like a blonde or a lager, and some other beer, maybe an IPA, maybe like a British beer.
Oh.
Whatever we have on hand.
Oh. So, how often do you like to brew then?
I like to brew more often.
Yeah, you like to brew, but how often does it turn out to be?
Now it's a little longer, once a month, two months, but
yeah.
While back though, it was like every week, every other week.
Oh, wow. So, you must have had a lot of equipment or carboys if you were doing it every week.
Yeah, we'd have at least, three, four fermenters going. It's really helped with brewing saisons and some other beers that we could just keep out at room temp. We don't really have to do too much temperature control.
Oh, wow. So for you, is there any, we're talking about fall beers. Is there anything that comes to mind when you'd like to make a fall beer or the taste of fall or?
Not quite. I do like a good West Coast. I've had some friends making more Marzins, more darker beers.
Right, right.
But I like just brewing whatever I feel like, whatever's not in my rotation yet, just to have a good new beer on hand. So if it's a stout, if it's a light beer, I'm fine with either. But stouts do work great for winter, kind of fall.
Oh, okay, Jared. Now, do a lot of family members, taste your beer? On Thanksgiving, are you passing out a lot of samples or?
Oh, yep. Get the flights going.
Yeah.
Have a taste of this, have a taste of that. It's a great way to open up more people to different beers.
Oh, and do you get, with family members at holidays, you get always suggestions like you should make this beer or you should make that beer? The question is, do you make the beer they suggest?
Don't really get suggestions too often on a certain beer. But
yeah.
I'll try something and go, can you make it this kind of beer again?
Yeah.
Or maybe, a little roastier or something more towards their taste.
Oh, okay.
Give that a try.
So, Will from your club had mentioned that he has a seventh version of a beer. So for you, is that how you do it? Or when you get a recipe or you get a beer, that's it? Or do you kind of do versions of it?
I'd like to do versions. I think the one that, as I said, entered the stout a lot in competitions. That's one we keep doing different versions of. And it helps. You see improvement. You get your results back from the judges. I just tweak the beer a bit, submit it again, and just repeating that. It's a great way to learn. It's a great way to get better beer. And what's really helped, too, is doing that with, a lighter style, a lager or a blonde. A blonde specifically is what we did. And that really helps you figure out your water chemistry, figure out your flavors, and get great judge feedback.
Oh, so with blondes and some of these stouts, are these the beers you enjoy drinking, or do you, like to brew all the beers, even the ones that you're not so hot on?
I like to brew all kinds of beers, but I wasn't really initially into the lighter beers.
Right, right.
Until I gave it a try brewing it, and definitely got a taste for it. I figured out, how good it could be.
Oh, so you kind of like the darker beers, or?
Yeah, I prefer the darker beers, the more bitter kind of West Coast IPAs.
So we heard Jared during this meeting about different styles, you know, in coffee and my, you know, different candy bars. I mean, are you the type of guy that are up for anything? I mean, do you try all those different ingredients or?
Not currently. One day maybe get more into that, but I prefer the, you know, the hops, you know, everything coming off the malt, hops, yeast for your flavors. So I think there's a skill in that.
Oh.
If you get a fruit, you can make like really fruity, citrusy beers with IPAs with just hops. So.
Oh, so we were saying that your club's located in Sanford, but I mean, for you, are you in that general area? Or?
Yep, also in that general area. So, yep, kind of right there in Sanford, about 10 minutes away from the club meeting.
Oh, great. And we were mentioning with Will about, you know, you have the camaraderie, you know, you have a chance to get together. And we're talking about this mentoring program. Is that something that might interest you to be a mentor? Or?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mentorship's a great thing, especially for a starting brewer, because you don't know that much. You don't realize how much you don't know. So having someone help you through that, that sounds like a great program. Great idea.
Oh, so I mean, in your particular club, is there a lot of people that you could turn to, or if you have an idea, you could call upon, or?
Oh, yes, yeah. Everyone has their own kind of specialties in the club. There's a lot of people with, you know, a lot of knowledge. So, like Will, you know, he's great when it comes to, like, meads, ciders, and that's something, you know, I've been wanting to get more into, and he's a great lead for that.
So, you know, we asked Will about this, Jared, about what you think of these three clubs coming together. I mean, you liken this idea of like a greater brew club of, or you know, of the Central Florida area of the three clubs working together?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. At least, you know, a way to get more information across.
Yeah.
It feels like with all these clubs in this kind of similar area, some things kind of get missed on, like, you know, Brewers Anonymous has some great classes and great teaching stuff, but if I never joined their Facebook group or I never really knew them beforehand, I wouldn't have learned that just from one club. So I think it's a better way to spread out, let people know what other clubs are doing, what's available in all of Florida, all of Central Florida, I should say.
Okay. So, yeah, we were talking about you know, beer festivals and that your club does different festivals. I mean, is that something that you do, is provide your beer for the festivals or thinking about it? Or?
Yep, occasionally. So, yeah, we're very almost informal about it. It's we know festival's coming up. And they'll say, okay, festival's on this time. Does anyone want to donate a keg or bring a keg in? And it was, you know, I check, see what I have available. Sometimes if I have enough time, I'll brew like just a 5-10 gallon batch of beer, bring that in. And yeah, it's a great event. I enjoy it. It's a little bit different from like a normal, you know, submitting stuff for a competition or just brew club. It's a great thing to experience, kind of everyone trying your beers.
So I'm assuming that Pints' Paws is a big one for you, that being right in Sanford, then, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think that was that was the first one I participated in.
Oh, that's the one you were talking about. Yeah, okay, Jared, so one last question here. I mean, for you, you know, we're talking about home brewing and brewing, but I mean, do you go to like these craft beers? I mean, do you get ideas? Do you get suggestions where you try a beer like this at Oktoberfest and say, yeah, that's something I'd like to brew? I mean, do you get inspired by going to craft beer places?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's I call it research.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, go to a new brewery or, you know, like a place like Deadwood's here. This is incredible for like actually trying some of these historical beers that you can't really get anywhere else.
Right.
So just be able to try that, and then I think, okay, maybe I'll try to brew that, or I'll brew, add a style of that to one of my own beers.
Okay, Jared, we really appreciate your time and all your insight. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
Oh, I don't think so. I think covered a lot of it.
Okay, that's great. My guest has been Jared Redcliffe from the Brew Club of Seminole County, as we are here at Dead Words Brewing in beautiful Orlando, Florida, as you are listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara. And please stay tuned for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Cara, as we are here today at Dead Words Brewing in beautiful Orlando, Florida, right off Orange Blossom Trail, as we are having a great meeting to exchange ideas and thoughts and how the three brew clubs could work together. Of course, the brew club of Seminole County, the Central Florida Homebrewers and Brewers Anonymous, and with me today is a representative. They don't actually, you know, have a president, but, you know, everyone, you know, kind of contributes to the, you know, Brew Club of Seminole County. We have Missy BDO, and Missy, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join us today, and this show has been all members of your club, and it's really neat, you know, to hear, you know, the stories. Like I said, the stories are similar, but they're so unique, and everyone's got their own story, and like we were mentioning, that, you know, everyone kind of contributes. You're kind of the unofficial spokesperson, but, you know, the interesting thing is, Missy, how did you actually get involved then in the club?
Well, thank you for having me. And the way I got involved with the club is a friend of mine from work. I work at EA Sports. He had been brewing home brews for about 4 or 5 years, and he would always tell me about his home brews. And I got interested once I went to England in the dark mild style, because that was my favorite style. And he was like, I've got, you know, a perfect recipe for you to get yourself into home brewing. Here you go. Here's the equipment you need, things like that. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. So I brewed my very first batch of dark mild, which came out originally infected. Rebrew came out phenomenal. And ever since then, I just got a passion. Like, something sparked under my ass about I have got to brew. And I've been brewing for 4.5 years now. Typically brew every weekend. And he had started telling me, you know, if you want to elevate yourself even more, join a homebrew club. And so I started looking around at the different clubs in Central Florida. There was Brewers Anonymous that had recently started up at that time. There was the Central Florida Homebrew Club, which had been kind of a staple. And then there was the Brew Club of Seminole County, which was the in-between on the amount of years of activity and the knowledge. And the Brew Club of Seminole County was located a little bit closer to where I lived at the time, which was DeLand. And I ended up going to a couple of their meetings and just fell in love with the guys. They all embraced me, and I became a part of the Brew Club of Seminole County. I was one of the competition brewers. I was looking to do competitions, and they didn't really have anybody that was officially going to competitions or involved in the competitions. I kind of took it upon myself to be their competition cheerleader, and ever since then, I've been Brew Club of Seminole County, although I am an honorary member
of
Central Florida Homebrew, too. I enjoy that group as well. They're just a little bit further away from me, but still a great group of people, and the knowledge that they have is a lot more than the knowledge of the Brew Club of Seminole County, just because the amount of older members, longer brewers in the Central Florida.
And I remember, Missy, you know, we were blessed and honored that you were on this show about a year ago, and we were talking about women in brewing, and, you know, we're saying if there's any, you know, women in the Orlando area to, you know, get involved with a brew club. I know you were, how did that go? I know you were trying to do like, you know, not necessarily women's only, but, you know, where women could get together and exchange ideas. How did that work out?
So I ended up hooking up with Christy and Lori from the Central Florida Homebrew Club. And we kind of started a little group to where we were promoting female brewers and reaching out to female brewers, or at least wives and girlfriends and things like that, of the male brewers in our clubs. And we ended up getting several members that actually joined up, and or at least if not joined up, brewing their own versions of what they wanted to drink. in the Central Florida Homebrew Club, there's Missy and, oh my goodness, I'm sorry, names forget me, like they're leaving me now. But several of them actually ended up brewing for Sunshine Challenge for the past couple of years, and they've won some medals from that. And they all thank Lori and Christy and me for getting them all involved and in interested in the brewing outside of just being that side piece or that assistance with their, you know, husbands and boyfriends. We haven't gotten any new female members to our group, per se, or our homebrew club. But I do know, at least in the Central Florida, several of the wives are now actually active members, and they're not the assistants anymore. They're the main brewers, which is phenomenal to see.
And, you know, we saw you, Missy, at the Sunshine Challenge. You mentioned cheerleaders. You know, you were definitely cheering when, you know, your members wanted. Is that just the feeling you get, you know, when the club wins? It's just so exciting that because they put a lot of time and effort into that.
Oh, it is. Like, I'm the jumper and the clapper. Everybody knows me as the jumpy, clappy girl. And, yeah, that excitement, it's a natural feeling. Like, I can't help but express just the joy, and jumping and clapping is that joy that I feel. And it's not an act or a character. It's truly like seeing somebody and knowing the effort that these guys have put into their brews and the amount of blood, sweat, and tears, bringing those beers to our club meetings, getting that feedback, and then to see them win an award for that, even if they don't win an award for it, but just to see them entering those and feeling confident to enter those competitions, that brings so much joy to me. And I can't help but express that joy in jumping and clapping and laughing and giggling.
And Missy, we've been, you know, been talking, you know, with your other two members here about the, you know, the Brew Club of Seminole County, and how you have a balance between encouraging competitions and, you know, brewing, you know, and having your beer judged, but also just coming and just having a good time, and that social aspect.
Yeah. Oh, we have such a great dynamic when we have our club meetings. Again, it's about 20 to 30 people that all come together, and it's, hey, what did you bring? What did you bring? Why don't you try this out? And are you getting anything weird from this? Are you getting off flavors? And the amount of, again, knowledge that the club has just within their own members to express that to that home brewer and give them the advice. You know, people have different palates, different tastes, different sensitivities. One thing I'm sensitive about is like the fusel alcohols, where somebody else will be really sensitive about diacetyl. And we're able to give that home brewer that feedback and that experience of what we're tasting without them guiding us. We tried to tell our members, don't tell us what you think is wrong with your beer. Let us let you know what's right about your beer, what the great things that we're picking up. And then if we are picking up any off flavors or anything that isn't to style, we'll let you know. We don't want to be influenced by your bias. And that's a great thing about the dynamic of our club, is we were able to do that. And they love that feedback. Any new member that comes in, any experienced member that comes in, they really appreciate the honesty that we have. And we're not, I don't want to say rude about it. We're just upfront and we're honest, and we're not going to sugarcoat and try to tell you, oh yes, that's a great beer, if we're tasting a fusel alcohol. And again, there's different club members that have those sensitivities. So if I'm tasting fusel and nobody else is, it'll be, hey, I'm tasting it, but it's not something that you should be concerned about if, you know, 90%, 95% of the other people aren't tasting it.
Yeah, and I know, Missy, about that, how not being rude and how putting things politely and working it out, where you're saying, you know, it tastes this way, but you know, it has potential. I mean, there's a way of being honest about it, and I know how that is, that you could be totally honest, and you know, you're, like you said, they're cheerleader, and you want them to succeed, so yeah. You let them know, you know, I'm just doing this for your own good here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we definitely don't tell somebody, oh, this is, you know, the worst thing I ever tasted, yeah, and you know, spitting it out and dumping it out. And we do. We point out the good things and the positives to be like, keep doing this.
Yeah.
You know, hey, here's an idea or a suggestion to improve. You don't have to take it, because if this is something that you appreciate and you love, don't change it. Don't change it for somebody else, because that's what you want. But if you want it for a wider audience, then yeah, here's some, you know, actionable feedback, I would say, to act on and go forward with.
You know, the one thing, Missy, in our club that we've heard about is, you know, somebody will taste it and say, this is supposed to be this style of beer. It really tastes like this. Well, somebody will enter it as a style that it tastes like it actually would.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've seen that too, where somebody will come and they won't know. They're like, oh, I think it's on the borderline of, say, like a blonde and an American pale ale. What category do you think I should enter this in? And we provide that feedback to those people as well to help guide them in the best. And oftentimes we're like, entered in both categories.
Yeah.
Honestly, because we know different regions have different palates and expectations and things like that. And something that you enter, say, up north is going to be a little different than something you enter in Central Florida versus something that you enter down south. So you get three different kinds of feedback. And we try to guide people just, again, to make the best brew for them, not for really a competition, but for their palate and what they're looking for and what they want their friends. We ask them a lot of questions, you know, what do you want out of this brew? What do you want people to know and see and feel and taste out of this brew? And we'll provide that feedback to say, okay, well, if you're wanting a thicker mouthfeel, you're not hitting it, here's how you can hit it.
Oh, great. So, you know, we were talking about Brewers Anonymous and, you know, even the Central Florida Homebrewers, how members will go on, you know, to open their own breweries. But I mean, with your club, I mean, I'm sure you're supportive if somebody just wants to do it for fun. But I'm sure somebody did, like, hey, how can I make money off of this? I mean, I'm sure you support them as well.
Oh, yeah. We've had several members from our club that have gone on to open professional breweries. The most recent ones have been the Dees Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I was there. Yeah,
they ended up opening up the Dees Brothers Brewery in downtown Sanford. We've had several members from like Broken Strings that have been to our club meetings that are also part of other clubs as well, looking for that feedback. Same thing with Greg from Wops Hops. He was originally part of the brew club. So yeah, we've had a lot of people from our club that have gone professional that still come back to the club, and they'll provide their professional feedback at that point to a lot of us homebrewers as well. So we have a really good relationship with the professional brewers versus homebrewers in that area. And it's not just the Sanford area. Again, there's the guys up in Central Florida area, you know, Orlando, that'll come to our homebrew meetings that offer that. We've had Chris Rock come to several of our meetings to talk about, you know, his journey from home brewer to professional brewer, and giving the advice to those home brewers on how to elevate and how to not look at brewing just on a one-dimensional scale, but looking at a 3D version and what you like versus what your friends like versus what a general population would like.
So, Missy, we're talking, you know, we mentioned about, you know, beer festivals, and I know that you're going to be doing some. I mean, do you get a lot? I mean, is it a good recruitment tool? I mean, do you get a lot of people just asking, you know, what is this, sir?
Oh, yeah. Every single homebrew fest that we do, we have, you know, a good 25% of the people that actually come to our tent ask questions and have an interest in home brewing. Whether it's how do you do this versus, hey, I've done several batches, you know, what can I do to get more into this versus people that are like, I am a home brewer. Right. What's the next step? Every single time I always say, join a homebrew club, homebrew club, homebrew club, homebrew club, because that's where you're going to get a group of people that are going to be able to help guide you, help answer those questions. Or again, you have the professionals that are still part of those groups, and they're not going to forget their homebrew roots, and they're going to be able to help guide as well. So I always say, yes, join homebrew groups. every time there's a homebrew fest or a fest that we're a part of, we ended up getting, you know, 5 to 10 members that end up joining easily, if not upwards of 15 or 20, along with promoting the other clubs that are around in the area as well, because we always tend to ask, like, oh, well, what area do you live in? You know, is this going to be the right homebrew club for you? And we try to guide anybody that's really interested in homebrewing to an appropriate homebrew club, not just, you know, trying to pad our numbers. We want people to succeed, and we want people to keep that passion and that enjoyment. And that may not always be our homebrew club. It might be the Central Florida Homebrew Club. It might be Brewers Anonymous. It might be somebody coming in from Tampa area, and we'll offer, you know, guidance of, oh, well, there's these homebrew clubs out there as well. But I always tend to promote the homebrew club aspect of it, because that's where you're going to get the biggest bit of your knowledge and the biggest bit of your growth is through a homebrew club.
So now, as far as your particular, you know, homebrew club, you know, finding, you know, a good fit, you know, your base, your meetings are in Sanford, but are your events all over the place or just around the Seminole County area? Or?
So the events that we tend to do are pretty standard or centralized to the Sanford area.
Okay.
Like, we end up doing Brews Around the Zoo.
Yeah, I remember that.
That a great event. We do reach out when we can. So we've done Homebrew Fest over in the Tampa area. We've done Homebrew Fest over on the Space Coast area. But it is typically centralized to Central Florida. And we try to be involved with as many Central Florida Brew Fests as we can.
Okay, getting to the nitty gritty here. Missy, we talked about this mentor program, and you know what? You think that's a good idea? But I mean, for your club, do you kind of unofficially kind of do that? I mean, if people really, I guess the issue is, you know, if somebody says, hey, Missy, you know, can you help me or help, you know, you come a running, but I guess the issue is sometimes people aren't always, you know, a little shy, a little hesitant to do that. I mean,
yeah.
Is there a way to, you know, pick up on that and say, you know, if you need help, we're here.
Yeah. So we have that aspect during our club meetings, but on our Facebook club page, we actually have a mentorship that you can sign up for. So if you don't want to make it known or advertise that you're looking for help, it is a private. We have several of our members that signed up to be mentors. And through the Facebook page, you can look through things that they've posted on their profile. So we've got people that are experienced in all grain. We have people that are experienced in extract brewing. We have people that are experienced with all-in-one systems versus pot and kettle, cooler. You know, we have people that are experienced with the HERMS and the RIM systems. And we have our mentors that have that posted on their profiles. So anybody that doesn't feel comfortable saying out loud, like, I'm looking for somebody that's extract brewing, they can look through our mentor list on our Facebook page and find a mentor that has experience with a particular thing that they're looking for,
right,
and to keep it more private. But we do encourage everybody to be open and honest, because there's nothing wrong with not understanding and not knowing. Like, we all have started out like overwhelmed and I don't know what's going on. Whoa. And reaching out to people or people just offering help. Another thing that we do a lot during our meetings is just talk about the different systems. When I first moved from all grain and the kettle cooler system to an all-in-one system, like the next three meetings, I was just totally like building up what this all-in-one system was, because it was so phenomenal and different from what the kettle cooler that I was used to. And you'll have people that do that. They'll change their systems, change their processes, and be like, hey, I learned a really cool new thing. Let me share this with everybody. And that lets new members and old members start thinking about ideas, or, hey, maybe I should try that, or I was thinking about trying it. Well, now that I know somebody's done it, I can piggyback off of this person, and it feels a little more comfortable instead of just trying to go it alone and, oh, I don't know what's going on, you know, that kind of thing. It really helps out.
Okay, Missy, and finally, and then we'll let you go here. I wanted to get your opinion. Well, I know you're here today. You're representing your club, but I mean, I wanted to get more insight on what you think about this greater, you know, alliance of Central Florida, that these three clubs working together.
I think it is the most phenomenal idea in the world for all three of us to come together. Something that we were saying throughout the entire meeting was our three clubs individually, we're strong, but if we all join together, like, how much stronger we would be, because we are Central Florida, and Central Florida is a hot spot for home brewing, not just getting into beers, but I mean meads, ciders, those kinds of things as well. Like, the knowledge between the three of our clubs, we are the hot spot. Tampa has their clubs and their ideas and their experience, Miami as well. But there's three clubs at least that are right here. I love the idea that we all come together and share. I love the idea of directing members that may not be the perfect fit for, say, our club. Like, somebody that's looking for meads and ciders, we don't have as many mead and cider makers as, say, Central Florida Homebrew Club. Right. We are going to guide those people to that club. And we want everybody to join a club. It doesn't matter if it's you guys, our guys, Brewers Anonymous. We just want people to be brewing, because that's going to make our area stronger. And it's also going to open up people, again, that want to open professionally and get even more amazing breweries in this area. There's so many in just Orlando, Sanford, that, again, came from homebrew roots. And the place that we're at right now literally just won a Great American Brew Fest gold for one of their beers, and they came from homebrewing. And if it wasn't for the homebrew scene, they might not have ever got to this place. And it's amazing to see that. And we want to encourage that with anybody. And it doesn't have to be, oh, you're our guys. We're not selfish. We want everybody in Central Florida to be a part of Central Florida.
Okay, Missy, one last thing here I wanted to check upon. So, you know, since you're, you know, all independent brew clubs, then you could, if you have the time, you could join as many brew clubs as you want. So you technically could be a member of all three clubs then.
Yes, I could. Okay. I'm actually an honorary member of the Central Florida Homebrew Club. I've been to two or three of the Brewers Anonymous meetings.
Okay.
Like I said, just based off of where I live and my location.
Right, it just works better for you.
Brew Club of Seminole County, but the Daytona Beach Brew Club, they are doing meetings as well, and they're actually kind of I wouldn't say a fairly new club. They've gone through several iterations of revamping themselves and reestablishing themselves, but I'm part of that brew club as well, great. Just trying to get the interest. Again, I want everybody in Central Florida that's interested in homebrewing to homebrew. It doesn't matter what club you're a part of, really. It's that you're homebrewing and that you're going to be meeting everybody from Central Florida and be a part of that community.
Okay, any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention, Missy?
Just that I'm having a wonderful time, and Central Florida, again, has wonderful professional breweries and wonderful home brewers. And everybody, if you can, look for home brewing at beer fests. Look for supporting your local breweries as well. It's great that, you've got Yingling and everything else that does, you know, the massive macro stuff. If you don't drink craft beer, you're missing out. You really are missing out. Support your local breweries, because they came from the homebrew roots.
Okay, thanks so much, Missy. My guest has been Missy Medio from the Brew Club of Seminole County. You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara here at Dead Words Brewing in beautiful Florida, right along Orange Blossom Trail. And stay tuned for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, as we are here in beautiful Orlando, Florida, as we are at Dead Words Brewing along Orange Blossom Trail. And today, well, for one final time, we're saying that, you know, we are having a club meeting between the Brew Club of Seminole County, the Central Florida Homebrewers, and, of course, Brewers Anonymous. With me today is a member of the Brew Club of Seminole County, Kurt Bennett, Captain Kirkles. And Captain Kirkles, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join us today. I understand from Missy that you're a newer member. So what attracted you to you know, your club? I mean, had you been brewing a while? Are you a new brewer? Or?
I'm a brewer about 3 years. I've been brewing for 3 years. I started garage brewing. And a good friend of mine, Ron Rake, got me into more of the all-grain brewing. And I had acquired one of his systems that he had from the brewery when they were doing the testing. And I basically, what I did was I have a detached garage, and I built my brewery, 20 by 8 room with an air conditioning unit in it. And I got a 50 amp brew panel with the Herms coil set up. And I've been brewing on that for about a year and a half. And I basically keg malt my beer. I do about 15-gallon batches, 12 to 15-gallon batches. And I've been enjoying it. And now it's time for me to try to get into some of these competitions. That's why I join the clubs, to kind of get involved in more of the home brewing competitions and learning more about the home brewing.
So for you, though, have you, you mentioned that you're getting into the competitions. Have you entered a competition?
Not yet. But I do want to, probably in the next month or so. I'm going to probably enter a couple of them. So I'm going to give it a whirl and see what happens.
So, I mean, you know, we were talking to one of your fellow, members, Will, and he was saying how he entered this beer and he got gold. I mean, I guess, you know, he just was able to sense. I mean, is there a certain process that thing that you're going to try to replicate that, to say, okay, this is what I think will win? Or
yes, my specialty is brewing IPAs,
right?
So I like to do the hop additions, and I like my beer hoppy. So I'm going to concentrate on brewing some IPAs with, you know, just different hop additions, and see where that takes me for competition. And I'm going to probably do a couple blonde ales that I do, and but mainly I want to concentrate more on the IPAs because I like those more, and tweak it for competition, and hopefully win one someday.
So for you, I mean, personally, I mean, is there a certain beer that you enjoyed drinking? I mean, do you enjoy drinking the blondes? Or, I mean, do you make various beers, but I mean, is there certain beers that you enjoy drinking, saying, now I've got to make that?
Yes, I do. Right now, I've basically brewed the beers that I like drinking. But I brewed a couple of beers from my buddies or my buddies' girlfriends. One lady that one of my friends' girlfriend, she likes porters. So I brewed a porter, but I do not like porters. I'm not a coffee guy. I don't really care for them too much. But I brewed the porter, and I had very good reviews on it, even outside of her that I brewed for. I gave my porters to a couple people, and they said, this is really good. I brewed Triple Belgian. My son-in-law helped me He likes triple Belgians, so we brewed a triple Belgian, and that turned out really good. So I'll brew different beers that people like, just to do it, I might not like it. I'll try it and drink a little bit, but I'll just do it for my friends for that part of it. But when it comes to the competitions, I want to do it to where I can tweak my beer and drink my beer and figure out what I need to do better for that beer to gain me a gold medal, let's say. And that's really the ultimate for everybody in a beer competition world, I see. So
you mentioned about that, preferring coffee not in your beer. So that was actually going to be my next question, was about, do you put coffee or chocolate, or are you a very experimental brewer, or do you kind of like the old classics, the more traditional styles?
I am a little bit of both. I did a couple of lemon blasts. I did a lemon blast ale one summer, and I used a lot of lemon in it, and it had a really good taste to it, flavor to it. And a lot of people liked it. So I do different experimental beers. I did a honey blonde ale. I used a friend of mine that made the honey from Titusville area, actually Palm Bay, and he has a bee colony, and so he gave me a half a gallon of honey to brew, and he calls it it's heavy metal honey, it's called, and it really turned out very good. I liked it. It was a little bit of a mess in fermenting. It seeped out of the fermenter somehow, I don't, some of it, but it turned out to be very good. And everybody liked it. And I'm probably going to do it again. It's just that when you use a half a gallon of honey in a brew, or maybe it was a little less than that. I mean, you're looking at $50, $60 for the honey that you just put in. It cost you as much as what the other ingredients were. So, but it turned out very good.
So during this meeting, they were talking about, your fruits and, vegetables. So, I mean, what do you think about using vegetables in your beer, like a cucumber beer?
I have never tried that yet. I would like to use some herbs like sage and different types of basils that I could get. People could grow locally. I like to keep it local, I like to expand on doing the sages and just the different herbs. It's in the beer. So I want to try that and try to do one that has more of a vegetable taste, maybe more of a herbal taste to it.
Oh, okay. So we were talking to everybody else, from your club about this mentor program. So I ask you, what do you think about, being a mentor? I mean, do you think that's a good idea? Or?
Yeah. First, I'd like to be mentored.
I've heard you like to be mentored.
I'm new at this, so I am open to any and all, things for brewing, for people that the ideas people have. I think that's a very good program for people to learn how to brew and having their own mentor to be able to brew and brew their craft better, you know, and that's what it's all about is learning from somebody else. Like anything in the world, you have a mentor. If it's brewing, if it's racing or whatever, playing football, you got a mentor that's going to help you be better, that can make you a better person for what you want to do.
Okay, you know, we really appreciate your time and your insight. So we mentioned the Brew Club of Seminole County. So are you close to Sanford? I mean, are you, because I'm trying to get an idea of, you know, where everybody is located. So you're close?
Yes,
there?
I am in Sanford, west, kind of west of, in unincorporated Sanford.
Okay.
And I built a brew room.
Oh, cool.
And I have brew equipment that I got from a friend of mine that owns a brewery, he's helped me a great deal. He's been one of my mentors too, and Ronnie Rake, and he's been a big part of my brewing career, so to say, and I really thank him for what he's done for me and help me get started and all of that. So I'm my next, you know, I've been brewing for a year and a half or 2 years, a little longer than that, but the system I have, and so now it's time for me to make the next step to start doing some competitions and see how I fare against some of the other people. And, you know, and it's a learning process like anything. So,
and finally, you know, well, we know you're here today, but I want to get your thoughts about, you know, these three clubs coming together, having like a greater Central Florida Brew Alliance. I mean, you know, you're here supporting that. So you think it's a pretty good idea, huh?
Yes, it's a very good idea. I think all the clubs getting together will definitely help everybody brew better. Also, the camaraderie of everybody. The number one thing is the beer competitions everybody wants to do. And I think it would be a good thing, like we discussed, that we, as all three of our clubs, we do our own beer competitions, like they said, and then everybody judges everybody's beer outside of their clubs. So I'll judge a beer from the Central Florida club, and the Central Florida guy will judge a beer for our club. So make it I would like to make that a community thing, to where you don't really have to have a license, right? to do the judging. Do it as a community thing.
Right.
And, you know, and it's, and I think that will bring all of us closer. And then when we do go to the main competitions, we know what's going on. Everybody knows each other, know what's going on. And that's what makes it so community, for to be able to community brewer and everything. So,
okay, yeah, that sounds fantastic. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
Yes, I'm very glad to be a part of this all the brewer organization, and I'm very impressed with how professional everything's run. And people that are interested in wanting to brew, you can contact one of us in the clubs online. Also, go to your local brew supply place, and they will help you too and get started. And I just hope people that are thinking about it should do it and try it. This on a little system and buy a kit. Buy little kits, garage kits, and then you get you a just a regular fire burner, propane burner with a nice kettle. And that's how I started, and that's how I got into it. And then you go from there.
Okay, thanks so much, Captain Kirkles. And my guest has been Captain Kirkles, and you've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara here as we are at Dead Words Brewing and right in beautiful Orlando, Florida, along Orange Blossom Trail. And we wish everyone the best, and please catch us again next time.
You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, and make wine by visiting www.cfhb.org. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you back here next week.